prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 17 August 2022, and I'm going to bring up a very special guest tonight. First time I ever had this young lady on. And I got to tell you, what she's trying to do encourages me somewhat in this battle, and I'm going to explain to her what she's doing in a few minutes. Before I do that, though, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday, I'll be in office all day, Lord willing, from 9 to 4 Eastern, to talk to you, take your phone calls. If I can help you in any way, discuss some spiritual situation or just whatever you want to talk about, I want to be here for you tomorrow. And don't ever think you bother me when you call us on Thursdays. That's what I'm here for on Thursdays, just to talk to folks that want to say hi to us or ask questions. May get a little busy. May have to ask you to call back or something, but please feel free to call tomorrow if you like. If you want a place to order tomorrow, if anything we have through the office here, you know we have it here. The Once Saved, Always Saved booklets are here. If you want to look at those and see what they're all about, $5 a piece. Or you want to order vitamin or toothpaste, or mouthwash, or Strauss products, we're here at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Well, you also call us, if you can call long distance, you'll save us money if you'll call us on our toll line, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you. I do mean that. And I talked to Jane McCanny today. Jane McCanny told me to go ahead and start the specials that he has on water filters. Now, folks, we have sold Berkey water filters to this ministry for many, many years. Great water filter system, but they're hard to come by now. Even the replacement filters are hard to come by. Jane McCanny came up with a filter that will fit in any stainless steel Berkey, anyone, any model of stainless steel. And you don't need to buy black or white. The one filter does everything the black and white combined do for the Berkeys, and actually a little bit more. But they're on sale, 10% off. When you call an order set, the replacement set, the four set is $169. Take off $17 if you order between now and the, I think it's the 4th of well, by Sunday, the first Sunday of May, the end of Sunday of May, if you order it, you get 10% off of the four-pack. 10% off the 10 pack, which is like $37 off the price, folks. So if you'll call here at the office, say I want the filters, water filters from Jim McCanny. Four of them will be $17 off $169 and $36 off of $369. So please, $37 off is a little bit of money to save you. Call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and order what you'd like tomorrow, okay? And including the filters, that would be good, like I said, to the first Sunday of September. Then the sale goes off, so he's giving you a good discount on those. And we are going to have Bible study this weekend, as I said before. We start at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us if by going to pastorbutch.com. and going to live stream, and there we are. If you don't have a computer, you can call us on the phone and listen at 339-09-5013. 339-209-5013. Love for you to call in and talk to us while we're teaching or sharing information. We're going to have a very special guest this weekend. We're going to have Kevin Gallagher on discussing AI. How they got us all ensnared into this system we call AI, which we know is actually leading into the beast system, the total control of the people. Now, that's a fact, folks, that you want to keep in mind, okay? So be sure and call and join us if you can, or join us on live stream and on PastorBush.com. We'd very much like to have you come and join us, and I do mean that. Now, our guest tonight is Sherry Few, F-E-W, Sherry Few. She's a founder and president of United States Parents Involved in Education, whose mission, now pay attention, this is great, whose mission is to end the U.S. Department of Education. Wow. And all federal education mandates. Matter of fact, folks, the federal government has no authority in education at all. But so far, USPIE has established 20 state chapters and is growing rapidly amid the national outcry from parents who want to regain control of their children's education. The public schools, my friends, are losing people, the children, every day by the thousands and thousands. Praise God. Actually, COVID did something good for the people. Sherry is a nationally recognized leader on education policy and is often quoted in conservative media, and has spent much of her last year exposing critical race theory and serving as executive producer for the documentary film titled Truth and Lies in American Education. I had the privilege today of watching some of that film. Wow. It is powerful, my friends, powerful. It absolutely shows indoctrination in these so-called schools that we send our children to. Now, folks, our children are not going there now for an education. I want you to know that. All we say, whether or not to read and write, barely. They're being indoctrinated into all manner of filth, including the BLM movement. It's just what it is. They're moving them in directions of the LGBTQ community. The critical race theory has all been made up to enslave your children and make them feel guilty for being who they are. This is all what's happening in the public schools today. And Sherry Few, it's good to have you tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butch. I am very thrilled to be on your show. I'm especially excited to be on a show where you're talking about, you know, a spiritual warfare. I mean, I listened to your opening song, and it talked about how it's a battle and we're at war, and nothing could be more true than the fact that there is spiritual battle happening for the minds and the souls of the children in this country and government schools.
Well, you know, I got to watch a little bit of your film, and I enjoyed watching this. And I don't remember the lady's name, but folks, we'll tell you how to watch the film online in a minute, how to get a copy of it in just a few minutes. A lady from China was warning Americans that the same thing happened in the Chinese schools that's happening now in American schools. That's how serious it is. We've been turned into a socialist communist dictatorship, and one of the main ways to do this is to control our children's mind and indoctrinate them in that direction. Now, Sherry, I'm not going to keep you on here just talking about things I want to talk about. I want you to share what's on your heart tonight. I'll come in once in a while and ask questions and different things, but I want you to share with the people what you share everywhere you travel. What do you want to tell the folks about tonight?
Okay, well, thank you so much. I'm just going to start with you know, the beginning for me. So for me, it began when my children were in government school, and I had three boys, and this was 20-plus years ago. I guess I'm dating myself. And by the way, I'm thrilled. I haven't been called a young lady. And sometimes when you introduce me as a young lady, bless your heart.
Well, compared to me, you're a young lady, believe me.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's tough being... I turned 60 this year. That's just a tough number for me. But anyway, loving, you know, that the Lord is still using me, and he's called me to the work that we're doing here at United States Parents Involved in Education. But we started out as South Carolina Parents Involved in Education, and that's the state where I live. And again, my kids were in government schools, and I got wind of some real insidious sex education curriculum that, standards at the State Department of Education that were going to be adopted that had the curriculum attached. So we got wind of that, and I gathered some other parents together. We got copies of the textbooks and took pages out and copied them and took them all around the state. And we showed people what they were planning to teach our children. And it was really, it was pornography, quite frankly. And this was 20 years ago. So it's gotten far worse today. But that's how we got started. And then South Carolina Parents Involved in Education led the fight against the Common Core standards back in 2010. And we had the same experience that most states did back then when we were fighting those one-size-fits-all standards that were intended to continue to dumb down America's children and data collection and just all sorts of bad things are in those standards. But other states like us, you know, we had activists who were working hard to repeal these standards and, you know, two-year battles with the legislature and, you know, lots of turnout at hearings in the legislature. And we had a really good momentum and should have won that battle, but only ended up with standards rebranded because we were hoodwinked by our legislature. And I can tell you that nearly every state in the nation that was at least, you know, conservative leaning, had some influence, had the same experience. So after that, I spoke with my colleagues around the country who had also led the fight against Common Core in their state. And after sharing their experiences, we decided we would form a collaboration. And that's when the organization went national and we became United States Parents Involved in Education. That was about 7 years ago. And we decided our mission would be, as you announced earlier, to close the U.S. Department of Education and all federal education mandates. And the reason we chose that as our mission is that we understood that that's where all the nefarious pedagogies typically would come from. So it's coming from the federal government, pushed down to the state, incentivized with federal dollars. You know, with Common Core, it was Race to the Top grants. With critical race theory now.
May I ask you a question? Now, this is a loaded question. I know it is. And I think we know the answer. But why would our government want to indoctrinate our children with all kinds of filth and to cause anger and racism in the schools? Why are they doing that?
Well, it's an intentional agenda. Critical race theory is one of several Marxist critical theories that came out of the Frankfurt School in Germany. So the Frankfurt School was started by Marxists, and, you know, that's where they developed critical theory. And then during World War II, when the Nazis ran them out of Germany, they came to America, to Columbia University in New York City. And so the Marxists infiltrated the colleges and universities, you know, back in that time. And we know, you know, with we remember McCarthy was on to the communists, and he was right. He was absolutely right. They infiltrated our country through our colleges and universities, and shame on us for allowing that. You know, it's gotten so bad in colleges and universities. And so now it has gotten to the point where it has trickled down to K-12. So the intentional agenda with these Marxist theories, the sexualization of children, which is absolutely happening, the false history, you know, rewriting our history, it's all an intentional agenda to change our form of government through the minds of our children. So that's what's happening. And, you know, anybody that's familiar with the Communist Manifesto and has read it understands that most of their objectives have already been achieved. Their goal to take over all of our institutions. They've already taken over the media. They've taken over our educational institutions. And I think they're definitely in our government. So this is a great concern, and that's why it really is a spiritual battle, because we know Marxists and communists are atheists, and they know that they have to destroy the family and they have to destroy faith and religion in order for them to change our country. So they hate Christianity. And, you know, one of the forms of critical race theory that they're teaching is called culturally responsive pedagogy. And what this does is it encompasses all the critical theories. And so on one side, you have the oppressors. On the other side, the oppressed. So the for culturally relevant pedagogy, the oppressors are white, male, heterosexual, and they claim even Protestants or Christians are oppressors. On the other side, the oppressed, we have every other race and ethnicity. We have females, which, you know, I'm a female and I don't feel very oppressed. But nonetheless, you know, that's the whole critical feminist theory. And then LGBTQ.
Sure, I got another question. You mean you know what a woman is?
Indeed. Yes, sir. I do, and I am one. Full-fledged.
All right.
Not
go
oppressed.
Ahead.
So that's good. I love humor because, you know, these topics are heavy.
They
and,
are heavy.
And, you know, you got to laugh them. So, so this culturally relevant pedagogy claims that there's minority religions that are oppressed, and the Christians are the oppressors. So it's really a sick mindset. It is evil. It is indoctrinating children. And again, with this intentional agenda of changing our form of government. And, you know, Pastor Butch, that's why I tell people, whether you have kids in government schools or not, you know, if you're a homeschool parent, you might, you know, say, well, that doesn't affect me. Or if you're a senior and you don't have kids in school anymore, or even grandkids, you know, maybe they're in private Christian schools, and that's great. They should be. But it still should concern you, and you should still be motivated.
Of course.
To get involved, because our country's very freedom is at risk if we don't stop the Marxist indoctrination of children in this country.
Well, the very fiber of the country that held us together for so long is being destroyed piece by piece, right in front of our eyes. And a lot has been done through the public education system. I mean, that's been going on for longer than what started before you and I were born, actually. It's just gotten much worse over the last 20, 30 years, to the point that you wouldn't recognize schools. And when I went to school back in the 50s and 60s, you wouldn't recognize what they've become today. Back then, you couldn't comprehend it, but it's happening nonetheless.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, when I reflect on when I was in middle and high school, when, again, I'm 60 years old, so it's quite a while ago, but I do remember when they started teaching sex education. It was unusual. It was controversial. You know, it was in the 60s. So, you know, there was all the stuff that was going on with the sexual revolution. And they taught it through home ec, but it was just very benign. It was just like a class that would teach you about, you know, reproduction and all of that, although I think it never should have been introduced in schools at all.
That's how they do it. They start out benign. It looks innocent. They start out that way. That's how this whole, it's like cancer. It doesn't start out being stage four right away. It works its way up to it.
Yes, what a great analogy. You're absolutely right. And we are in stage four. We are
yes,
there
we are.
Now.
Yes, we are.
So we think about where we were when we were growing up, and then I think about my children, and I started seeing, you know, it wasn't just the insidious sex education. When my kids were in school, I noticed in my son's geography class in high school that they were painting China as this wonderful country, and they said that they gave tax credits to families to try to curb population, you know, to limit the number of children and families. And we know that that's not true. The truth of the matter is the communists in China had forced abortions, and they preferred male children
that's
over
true.
Female children. So
that's very true.
If you got pregnant with a female, you had to have an abortion. And now they're in a crisis because they've got too many men and not enough women, you know, to carry on their population. Really
very
backfired
true.
On them. But nonetheless, they were telling these kinds of lies in geography and history classes, you know, 20 years ago when my kids were in school. And now it's just unbelievably over-the-top, blatant nonsense. It's evil. They're teaching children that America is an evil country. It's anti-American propaganda. And, you know, we're the only country, I believe, in the world that doesn't teach their children to be patriotic. And I was actually reading an article this week from somebody from the left, and they were saying that the education in Florida looks like the education in Russia. And so they were talking about how Russia was teaching their children to be patriotic by sort of changing history. And I'm thinking, well, at least they're teaching their kids to be, you know, to love their country. And talking about changing history, that's exactly what they're doing in our country. Is they're painting it to children as though we have always oppressed other populations, and it focuses on our grievances. Doesn't talk about the exceptionalism of our country. And, you know, I'm not saying don't teach our flaws. We have flaws, and we need to teach them so we learn from them and don't repeat them. But we have come a long way in this country. And, you know, when you talk about slavery, there was the Underground Railroad. There was the white Christians who helped, you know, people that were trying to escape slavery. But none of that is taught. In the 1619 Project and the other fake history that's out there now that's focusing on racism and division, it's not factual. It doesn't paint the whole picture. It paints a propaganda picture, an intentional agenda against the turn children against our country.
You know, I'm going to give the parents benefit of the doubt and say a lot of them don't know what's going on. I'm going to say that in sort of tongue-in-cheek, because I don't believe it's always true that way. But I don't understand how parents can let it get this bad without noticing what's going on. I do know from being a pastor for 40 years that a lot of parents are still children themselves. A lot of parents are hooked on drugs. A lot of parents are in all manner of evil things. So they don't pay much attention to the children. Schools become a babysitter for them. But those we'll call that are Christian parents or good moral individuals, how can they not see what's happening in the schools, and why do they tolerate it?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think about how many pastors I know that have wives who are public school teachers. I've been in several churches where that was the case. And, you know, like I said, it's been kind of a frog in the water thing. You know, it started out slowly, but it's just been ramping up here in the last few years. And I don't see how they can turn a blind eye to it. I think part of the problem is when it comes to the teachers, I think a lot of the good teachers are leaving the profession. That's why we see a crisis as far as, you know, teachers, you know, all across the country. They're struggling to hire enough teachers to teach, and the good ones are leaving the profession, and that leaves the younger teachers that have been in the colleges of education, which are the most liberal on every campus, and they have been fully indoctrinated themselves before entering the classroom. So they don't even realize what they're teaching is wrong. They have been convinced that it is in the best interest of their students to teach them these Marxist theories. They say that, you know, we haven't even touched on the transgender influence, which is huge in the government schools today. So when the schools, you know, we're hearing reports, and, you know, one of the people in our film, and let me just make note while we're talking about it, it's Truth and Lies in American Education. And it can be found at truthandliesfilm.us. But one of the people that we interview is an attorney named Bernadette Broyles, who established an organization called Child and Parental Rights Campaign. And this organization is a national organization. It is focused solely on this issue of protecting families whose children have been groomed and counseled toward a gender that is contrary to their biological gender. I mean, that is how big it is. That's how rampant it is that there's an entire organization focused on that. So they provide pro bono legal services to protect these families. So what we learned from her and what she talks about in the film, and we've heard from other families around the country, is that they're grooming these children, young children, and telling them not to tell their parents. They are totally hiding it from their parents. And they say that they're doing that to protect the children, because they have to protect them from any kind of pushback from their family.
Of course, that is just unbelievable
that it's gotten that bad.
Well, by the way, I do want to interview the lady you just mentioned that the provide legal services. I want to talk to her also because that's something that's needed to be out in public right now. This transgender movement and all this filth that's going through in the schools is growing and gaining momentum in some places. But thank God in some places, like University of Alabama, by the way, there was a transgender male there that wanted to join a sorority. And not one sorority would let him in. So thank God some young ladies had enough moral character to say, no, we're not letting a man join our sorority. So that, thank God for that. We're seeing some kickback now, finally, in some areas we haven't seen for years. So what kind of success have you had? I mean, to want to cut out the organization that backs this whole situation, the Department of Education, to want to change that, that's going to be huge. I knew Charlotte Isby. Did you by any chance know Charlotte Isby?
Yes. She's an icon in you know, the world that I travel in, education policy. She was one of the first that really exposed what was happening.
She was a fine lady. She passed away. She was a fine woman. She spoke at one of my seminars, and I have a copy of her book, and a very, very well-educated individual. And she started fighting this battle long before most of us knew what was going on. So we give her credit for that. So what kind of progress are you seeing, Sherry? I mean, what can we say that is happening that you're seeing progress? What is going down that's making people realize, hey, we're here and we're going to stand? What's happening?
Well, that's the good news. And I say, too, that it's kind of the silver lining, if you will, of the COVID pandemic.
Right, that
parents were able to see what their children were learning because of the school shutdowns and the online education, the virtual education that had to take place. They, for the first time, were seeing what their children were learning. So that has created a huge momentum across the country of parents that are just, they're totally frustrated. They're very angry. They do not approve. And so you talked earlier about how, you know, some parents, you know, just kind of use the government schools as a babysitter. And you know, that's been true. And I think the parents trusted the government schools. I know, you know, back when my kids were in school and I was talking about these things, you know, I was the tinfoil hat lady. And, you know, everything that I talked about 20 years ago has come to fruition, just like the things that Charlotte Isby talked about. She was right. And people saw her the same way.
Hang on to the break, please, Sherry. We've got to go to the break.
No problem.
Folks, back at the break. Any questions, comments, join us. 844-769-2944. After the break, if you will call, please do so. 844-769-2944. I'm so thrilled to have Sherry on tonight. And the battle that they're engaging right now is phenomenal. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back. You were talking to Sherry Few. And again, I would, if you want to have any questions, please call. Sherry's the head of United States Parents Involved in Public Education. Who wants to do away with the U.S. Department of Education? That would be a wonderful, wonderful thing to happen. It is the most, probably one of the most communistic, socialistic organizations in this country. The Department of Education is funded by our tax dollars. It's destroyed more minds and more lives than probably any organization in the world, actually. They've brought forth an uneducated slave class over the last many years. And they're good at it. And they're brainwashing our children to believe in that, especially if you're white, you're a privilege, you should pay reparation to their slaves, the families of slaves who were slaves 150 years ago, and on it goes. Their job is to undermine the fiber of America and bring her down, and they're doing it piece by piece. So, well, you have to understand that Sherry Few is absolutely, in my mind, a heroine to take this task on and stand up and fight back. And Sherry, I mentioned a minute ago that what kind of ground are you gaining? And tell the people about your organization nationwide. How do they get involved? They want to help. What can they do to help you? You there, Sherry?
I've been called a herald.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
I appreciate you prompting me to talk about our organization, how people can get involved. But I've never been called a heroine before. I'm that's terribly humbling, but I just have to say and give God the glory because I am doing the work that He's called me to do.
Amen.
And almost everybody involved with our organization feels the same way. We're an all-volunteer organization. We have one part-time staff person that helps me with some administrative stuff. But we are growing a grassroots army across the country of like-minded individuals. Some people that are just waking up to what's happening. Some have been in the battle for a while. And even people from different backgrounds, all sorts of different backgrounds. They've recognized that what's happening to children in government schools is tantamount to child abuse. So we have...
Amen.
20 state chapters currently, and if you're in a state where we don't already have a state chapter, that's your listeners, of course, we would love to communicate with you and have you help us to start a chapter in your state. So you can go to our website at USPIE, that's our acronym for United States Parents Involved in Education, so USPIE, USPIE.org. They can go there and sign up to join the movement, where we will send them, you know, all of our publications. We write position statements. We write blogs on the issues at hand. And we can also, like I said, work with them to connect them with someone in their state if we already have a chapter started, or they can help us to start one. Because it is going to take a grassroots army for us to accomplish our mission. And, again, our mission is to end the U.S. Department of Education and all federal education mandates. And the reason we add the second part about the mandate is because the U.S. Department of Ed is hugely responsible for the problems we're seeing. But there are other federal agencies and other federal laws that affect the education that's happening in states and local communities. One example of that is the Every Student Succeeds Act, which is the reauthorization of No Child Left Behind. And so, you know, when you talk about No Child Left Behind, a lot of people are familiar with that term. That was a Republican law. And so Republicans and Democrats are both guilty when it comes to education policy. So the Every Student Succeeds Act just totally mandates what has to happen in schools in order for them to receive federal funding. And so Most of the federal funding they receive is for minority communities, free and reduced lunch. And so just recently, the federal agency that oversees the free and reduced lunch money put out a mandate, a regulation, requiring any school that receives free and reduced lunch money to have gender-neutral bathrooms.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Locker rooms. So these are the kinds of regulations that are being forced on local schools incentivized with federal dollars, so it's like a bribe. And, you know, the schools are dependent on that money. I've never seen a school or a district turn down money. It is not likely to ever happen. So until we end the U.S. Department of Education and all federal education mandates, we will not be able to regain control of our local schools. And, you know, what's sad about it is most states, on average, only receive about 10% of their education budget from the federal government. So that, I mean, in dollar-wise, it might sound like a lot of money if you were to compute it, but 10% is small. And then if you figure how many mandates and regulations go along with it and what it costs for those states to comply with those mandates and regulations, you know, you might have even see 5 or 6% benefit financially from the federal dollars. So we've got to start to have states wean themselves off of the federal dole. That it's got to be a two-pronged approach. We've got to work from the federal level to dismantle it congressionally, but we also need the states to begin to wean themselves off. And I think states like Florida would be a great fit for this, with Governor DeSantis and all the and his legislature in Florida and all of the great strides they have made in education this past year. They have set a precedent for the rest of the country, and so we are encouraged that, you know, parents are getting involved. And then on the local level, Pastor Bush, on the local level, they're running for school board. And that's what we're encouraging parents to do, is, you know, instead of letting these rubber stamp school board, you know, most people never pay attention to school board races. It's not on their radar at all.
That's true.
And the people that normally run are retired teachers, retired administrators, and they're just a rubber stamp for the administration. So what we've encouraged parents and freedom-loving Americans to do is to run for school board. And we have some great resources on our website that can help parents that are interested in doing that. And, you know, how to navigate your school board. We've got some documents on the website about that. So, again, that website is uspie.org. But I want to also remind your listeners about the film's website, The Truth and Lies in American Education Film. This can be an eye-opening experience for people who are unaware, and it can be a great motivator. And I think the film would be great in churches. For a church to purchase the film and have a church-wide event where they watch it together, they could even communicate with us, and we can see about getting one of the cast members to come and lead a discussion following viewing the film. But the film's website is truthandliesfilm.us, and that's where they can view the film. The film is only an hour and 9 minutes long, and I say that because, you know, if you're going to do a community event, you really don't want to go over an hour. You need about an hour and then time for discussion. So I think it's a perfect fit for churches and other community events to get people educated so we can continue to grow this grassroots army that it's going to take to make the changes necessary to stop the indoctrination of children in government schools.
You know, I just wish the states would tell the government, the federal government, to get out of their faces on a lot of fronts. I truly do. Education is one of them, a huge one. But I wish to tell them, you know, to get out of our faces, let us be around our own state. But obviously, federal dollars pull weight. They have for many years. That's exactly why we get them, because we're being bribed as a state, and even individuals are bribed by the government to handouts. Well, that's, folks, this way to look the truth of it. We're telling the truth. You don't want to bite the hand to feed you, so to speak, so that no one will speak up against it. But it's time. It's not for you and I. It's for our children's sake, our grandchildren's sake. It's for the souls and minds of our children. Surely we have enough gumption left in us to speak up about this and say no to what's going on. You know, I don't regret for 1 minute taking my three sons out of public schools very early. Not one bit do I regret that. All three of them turn to be pretty good, young, pretty good men. They're married now and have children, all but one of them is still single. But I had no regrets in all that. Yes, folks, it wasn't easy. It wasn't cheap. I had to pay their ways. I had to work sometimes two or three jobs. But I wasn't trying to buy a boat or a new car. I was trying to teach my children the ways of God through homeschooling and solid Christian teaching. That was what I wanted to do, and that's why, by the grace of God, I did. So we're not, again, I'm not talking about something material here. We're talking about eternal souls that are at a stake here. At stake, this is what we're talking about that's so serious. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
Boy, you're absolutely right. I'm 61 years old. I remember back in the 70s when my mother got really upset when the schools were changing to a lot of, you know, sexual education and all this stuff that the schools knew better than the parents. And I mean, my mom was at war with them back then. And since 1963, we took the prayer out of the schools. And that's when the federal government, the elite, like you talked about the Frankfurt School, you're absolutely right on the history on that. They're indoctrinating our kids with the transgender, putting on a face mask. Oh, we got a monkeypox because Andy Beshear, I don't call him Andy Beshear, I call him Andy Trudell in our state, in our education system. Kentucky people, if you're listening tonight, if your teachers out there across the country, anywhere, take a stand that the public schools belong to the people, not to the tyrants. And if not, if they don't listen to you, you need to come and homeschool your kids. You remember the FBI agents? All saying, oh, you can't protest. You remember what happened in Virginia when they, when the transsexual raped that girl? Oh, that's you're, the Christians are terrorists. This is where we're going. We got a rogue agency. We need to take a stand. Pastor Butch, I sound so pumped up because I'm really getting angry where this country's going until the people give their life to God, get on your knees, repent, and get the spiritual guidance and protection that we need in this country, because we've got some evilness on our kids. They're going after our kids.
Absolutely are. They truly are. And let's keep one thing in mind, too, with the LGBT community. They cannot reproduce, so they have to recruit. That's why they're in the schools, the heavily folks. They cannot reproduce on their own. They have to recruit their children to get them part of the their group to go out and pervert some more children. And folks, believe me, most of these people are pedophiles. Any more comments, Chris?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I just want to tell you, I used to be in the school system, and I quit because what I saw in there, when I wanted to have a track, they didn't like it when I had a track. You know what? I gave my notice, and I quit, and I said, I'm done. This is not a public school. This is government control. And I walked out to my supervisor, and I need you and all. No. I need God. You're not godly. And I walked out, Butch, and I was done with the school system.
Yeah, I can understand that. I do understand. I do. But if we had more people like you that were enough numbers to stay in there, maybe they'd transform a little bit. But good for you for taking a stand. Appreciate it, Chris. Anything else?
I just want to tell you that your guests take a stand. And like I said, if there's any teachers out there listening tonight, never called in, maybe have relatives, they're having troubles and know the problems in their school systems, call back Pastor Butch. He will talk with you and get with your guests, because we're in serious trouble because our children's lives are in danger.
Yeah, their souls are in danger. Absolutely. All right, Chris. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, folks. Now, I mean, we're telling the truth to the best we can tonight from a lot of different angles. And before we go to another caller, Sherry, what else you want to add to what Chris said?
Well, you know, I hope Chris is still listening, because we don't actually have a chapter in Kentucky. And I hope that he will reach out to me and we can talk about either him helping me start a chapter or referring me to someone who can. So, Chris, if you want to reach out to me, you can email me at Sherry, spelled Sherry, at USPIE.org. I'd love to talk with you.
USPIE.org. And do you have an office number where people can call if they don't have computers?
Yes, they can call 803-420-1987.
I repeat that one more time.
803-420-1987. I'd be glad to talk with anyone who's interested in connecting with chapters already established in their state, or starting a chapter, because like you told me, Pastor Butch, we have to all work together. It is going to take this grassroots army, and it's going to take, you know, Christian soldiers in this war.
Amen. 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 All right, let's go to Mexico and talk to Mick. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's something. Now, how many are aware about special education classes that they are bunk? You know what? Now, I'm not joking. Because I'll put in one last about 1950s.
Okay.
And I hear what was going on. Little boys in the back of the room playing with dolls.
So it started clear back in the 50s. Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah.
I can believe it. I can believe it. I can believe it. Well, yeah. So it's nothing new. It took them decades to get this done. It's taken decades. And now that they almost got it complete, they're speeding it up a little bit. So because really, in a big picture, nobody's really opposed them. Thank God Sherry's out there and others are starting to join her. But they haven't been opposed, really, to speak of for years.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a fact. Anything else?
No, there's something else. These people need to be very aware of that the lights in those rooms, those classrooms, flicker at a certain rate to hypnotize that child into a false belief system.
That's very true. Very true.
I learned about that. Remember that song called American Woman?
I don't think so.
You with that?
I don't believe. No. I don't think.
America Woman. Believe. But within the words, it said, flashing lights can hypnotize.
Mm.
Now, this is not 1970s now.
Well, again, that doesn't surprise me at all. Doesn't surprise me at all. Good call, Mick. Thanks for being there. I do appreciate it. Thanks for the input. I do appreciate it. And folks, again, this is a mind-controlled, brainwashing system. It had been for many, many years, long before I was even born, it started down that road. And I'll tell you right now again that the federal government has no authority in education. None. Zip, zilch. It's not in the Constitution. Now, they're limited to what they can do, and that's not one of the things that they're allowed to do. But we, through our ignorance, let it happen because they want to trust their schools and teachers. And Sherry, we're down about the last 6 minutes here, so I'm going to let you go ahead and share what you want to, and I'll be sure and give out the contact information for you and everybody else one more time while you're doing that. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you. I mean, this has been a great interview. I appreciate it, Pastor Butch. And so I just want to, you know, reiterate the fact that this film is available, The Truth and Lies in American Education. It's been a 2-year project for us. Like I mentioned earlier, we're a true grassroots organization, all volunteers. We have a leadership team that represents 5 states. We have the 20 state chapters. But we are all believers, and we are passionate. We feel we are called to this mission. And God gave us the vision for this film. And so it took us 2 years because we had to raise the money. We raised $150,000. To produce the film, and we've paid, we've raised an additional $40,000 to promote the film, and we're still $15,000 shy in that budget. So if you happen to have listeners who are willing to donate to what we're doing, that would be greatly appreciated. They can do that at the film's website. Again, it's truthandlifefilm.us. But we're very excited to be working with a PR firm that is also a team of believers. And we just know that God gave us the vision. He's provided us the resources to produce it. And it's been a labor of love for many of us. Many on our leadership team have donated heavily. So people all over the country have contributed to this effort. And what has come about from all of that effort is a really professional, well done documentary, and it's not a dry, boring documentary. It has a storyline. It's about my daughter-in-law. She actually plays the protagonist in the film. She's raising my grandchildren, and so she talks about her journey in this film from actually being, she calls herself, she was formerly the poster child for the left, and now she is working with our organization. She is our one part-time employee, She's our communications director. She's 30 years old. She's bright. She's articulate. She got saved not long after starting to work with us.
Amen.
And it's just been a pleasure to work with her. But the film is about her journey interviewing all of these experts and deciding for herself what kind of education my grandchildren will receive. And I'm proud to say that she's homeschooling both of my grandchildren. And the film is really, really excellent. And I pray that everyone will consider doing it and spreading the word about the film to everyone they know.
Again, how can people get a copy of it? How can people, I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is important. How can people get a copy of it if they don't have computers? How can they get a copy of it?
Oh, if they don't have computers, then I guess they can call that phone number again. I'll give you the phone number again.
Okay.
It's 803-420-1987. And when you call that number, you will reach me. And that's what I'm talking about with our organization. We are totally grassroots. I commit my time to this effort. It's like a full-time job for me, but I am totally passionate because God has called me to this mission. So they can call me, and I will get them a copy of the documentary with no problem.
And how much is a copy of that?
The film is $19.95.
Yes.
If you buy the DVD, and there are some shipping charges. But if you go to, it's available for live stream on Salem Now, and it's less there. I'm trying to think how much it is, but it's less to live stream. It's like renting a video. I should know better.
that's
all
right.
That's the best information I have.
That's perfectly fine. And again, folks, you need to call and ask her if you, and she will talk to you. I'm surprised. She's getting out her personal contact information. That's how dedicated she is. So you want to call and talk to Sherry, do so. Get a copy of the film. Watch online. But do what you can to help. And Chris, in Kentucky, if you want to help start a chapter, give her a call, please. Please do. Because this is a battle we should all be involved in. This is for the children. Her number again is 803-420-1987, 4803-420-1987. And Sherry Few, I want to thank you tonight. We're about out of time, but thank you and God bless you for your efforts. If I can do anything else for you, if you need something that you want to get out to the public, you let me know. I'll be here for you, okay?
Awesome. I appreciate it. I've really enjoyed our time together tonight.
Me too. Me too. Very, very much. We'll do it again sometime, but please do keep in touch with us. And folks, again, check out what she's talking about. Look at what's a movie. It's true. It's Truth and Lies. What is it? Truth and Lies what?
The website is truthandliesfilm.us.
All right. God bless you, sis. I'll talk to you soon again. Have a good one, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, friend. Folks, I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4. Looking forward to talking to you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.